This is Apollo Control. Apollo 16 spacecraft has passed behind the moon a few seconds early, according to the loss of signal clock in the control center here. To review some of the upcoming numbers with the lunar orbit insertion maneuver, ignition time will be at 74 hours, 28 minutes, 27 seconds, ground elapsed time, about 10 minutes from now. The total delta V, or velocity change, will be 2,802 feet per second in retrograde. Apollo 16, at the end of the burn, will be in a lunar orbit measuring 58.3 nautical miles at Paracentian and 170 nautical miles at Apocentian. Total burn time with the 2,000-pound thrust, 20,000-pound thrust service propulsion system engine will be 6 minutes 14 seconds. With a successful lunar orbit insertion burn, the spacecraft will be acquired again by the Manned Spaceflight Tracking Network at a ground elapsed time of 74 hours, 50 minutes, 5 seconds. But in the remote chance that there is not a burn, no ignition for some reason, the time without a burn would be 74 hours, 42 minutes, 8 seconds. The estimated impact time for the S-4B third stage of the Saturn V, which propelled Apollo 16 on its way to the moon, that impact time now is 75 hours, 07:03, and because of no tracking available over the last day or two, this is an estimate based on the last predictions, will not be within the field of view of the spacecraft, even though they will be coming around the front side of the moon at that time. It will be over the spacecraft's horizon. The seismometers from the earlier Apollo lunar surface experiment packages left on the moon by earlier missions will be monitored to detect the S-4B impact, which would be equivalent to about 11 tons of TNT. Some 29 minutes away from acquisition of signal, assuming a nominal lunar orbit insertion burn, and 7 minutes 17 seconds away from ignition on lunar orbit insertion. Come back up again prior to AOS, or acquisition of Apollo 16, as it comes around the east side of the moon. And at 74:21 ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.